Give me John 3:16-17. He did something. And I don't know how serious that we take these things and embed them into our hearts, plant them to our being. And this is what this message we are to preach. For God so loved the world that he did what? Gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but what? Have what? Everlasting life. Shall have what? Everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to do what? To condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now, God been accused of doing bad things. Why did God let this happen? Or why God did this? Why did he send that storm? Why did he send that tornado? Why did he allow my child to get killed? Why did he allow my this and that? And but people seem to forget, and this is what we're here to do tonight, is shine light on the love of God. God did everything. He became human. He walked on this earth like a human being. He conquered sin. He conquered all that sin did produce, every work of sin. Everything. So sin, when sin finished, James said, bring forth death, right? Mm-hmm. Well, he conquered sin. And the blood covers us and washed us. So sin can't touch us. And he told us how to stay away from sin. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you do an error or sin and miss it, he says, you acknowledge to me. Watch this. This is 1 John 1:9, right? If you acknowledge, in other words, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to do what? Forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He sent his son so we wouldn't be condemned, but that we'd be justified. Romans 3:17, give me that. Romans 3:17. And this know, and the way of peace have they not known? I see that. Keep going. There's no fear in God before their eyes. That ain't the one I want. Romans 1:17. Give me Romans 1:17. That's not what I want. For therein, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is what? The power of God unto salvation to the Jew first, also to the Greek. For therein is what? The righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. See, he didn't come to condemn us, but he came to what? Justify us. And we have been justified. Why we're justified? To carry out the Great Commission. To take this to the people who don't know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is why we take this message of truth to the one that don't know, so they won't be condemned, or the enemy won't get take the advantage of them. They won't be lost, and when they die and go to hell, because there is a hell and there is a heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Romans 10:9-10 tells us how to lead that person into receiving life. And it said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, you know, we always add prayer. We have these slangs and saying, pray to send a prayer, but you don't find it in scripture. You confess Jesus. Look at it. You don't find anywhere. You remember the prodigal son? How many remember the story of the prodigal son? I don't have time to turn there tonight. He was trying to tell his father about his sin, wasn't he? Father didn't pay him. Well, he said, go kill the fattest calf. Go get a ring. Go get a robe. Go get this. And let's have a party. He never said a word about that boy's sin. You know why God don't talk about your sin when you come to him? Because your sin been dealt with. I want to get that point across. You don't have to magnify your sin telling God what you've done wrong because it's already been dealt with.
Amen.
All right, since you're looking at me like that, we might well say, just get it and look at it and make sure we got it right.
Amen.
Give me 2 Corinthians 5, 18 in the Amplified. 2 Corinthians 5, 18. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ, has given to us to what? The ministry of reconciliation. But all these things are from God. How many things? All these.
Oh.
Who have reconciled us to himself through Christ, making us what? Acceptable to him, and gave to us what? The ministry of reconciliation. What did he give to us? The ministry of reconciliation, so that by our example we might bring others to him. That's the classic, or that's the regular? Give me the classic. Give me the classic. Let me read that in the classic. The point I want to bring out here. All right, here we go. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ will reconcile us to himself, receive us into favor, brought us into harmony with him. What did he do? See, that's going to be real terrible for the sinner. Because, see, God done brought him into harmony with himself. And he never accepted. It's just like me putting $1 million in the bank in your account and telling you about it, and you never go and do anything about it. You didn't even spend a dime of it. You lived and died, and $1 million still in the bank drawing interest. Isn't that sad? And you could have lived good, and you just lived an old shanty, broke, poor, scraping, just barely getting by. And die of malnutrition, all that. So he said, gave to us the ministry of reconciliation, that by word, here we go, by word and deed we might aim to do what? Bring others into harmony with him. Keep going. That it? Okay. Bring us in harmony with him.